from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. After 3 years of drought, California is finally getting some wet relief. But a series of strong storms doesn't end the state's need to conserve water. A new California law will impose restrictions on landscaping for decades to come. This could mean we'll be hearing less of that typical summer sound. Catherine Miskowski reports on the future of the suburban lawn.
Brian Shar, a patent attorney who lives in Menlo Park, thinks a local landscaping ordinance under consideration is all wet.
An ordinance that's vague, that can't be enforced, that can be defeated with one of those sprinklers that we used to jump through when we were kids that's attached to a hose in the backyard, makes zero sense whatsoever.
Shar is addressing the Menlo Park City Council. It's now considering limits on everything from what time of day residents can water their lawns to even potentially how much lawn they can have.
You could have the maximum of either 500 square feet of grass, or your grass or lawn can only be 25% of your landscaped area.
That's Menlo Park City Councilman John Boyle speaking on a spacious lawn outside the council chambers.
We are standing in a field of grass.
Menlo Park is just one of many South Bay cities contemplating ways to conserve water through restrictions on landscaping. They're responding to a state law that went into effect in January. But don't expect drought-tolerant native plants to replace green lawns on the peninsula overnight. The regulations don't apply to existing yards. They're for new homes and commercial properties, as well as some remodels. And that strikes some locals like Brian Shar as unfair.
People that already have the big lawns and the big homes don't have to compete with people that want to improve their properties.
Take Councilman Boyle, who opposes the new ordinance. Years ago, he and his wife actually moved their house to the front of their property so that their kids could have a bigger yard out back to play on.
That was an important thing to us. If we start having a lot of these restrictions that make it very difficult for people to do that, it affects the quality of life. It affects the value of the properties.
In California, outdoor gardens and lawns slurp up more than half of all the water used at home. The state hopes to permanently quench that thirst. Now, developers of landscaping that's at least 2,500 square feet must design it to conform to a water budget. Homeowners with new landscaping that's 5,000 square feet or more must do the same. Some cities, such as Menlo Park, are going beyond the state requirements, creating rules that impact smaller properties, too.
The new development that we're seeing in the Bay Area is largely smart growth, infill development, you know, small lot sizes.
Anona Dutton is the water resources planner for the Bay Area Water Supply and Conservation Agency. Her agency represents 26 cities, water districts, and utilities in San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Alameda counties.
If we were just to directly apply the state's ordinance, we would actually be missing a lot of the new landscapes that are going to be put in.
Dutton says while there may be enough water now, there may not be in coming decades.
We're looking at about a 30 million gallon per day shortfall in 2035.
That's because all those cities buy water from San Francisco, water that comes from the Tuolumne River through the Hetch Hetchy water system. San Francisco has agreed not to take more water from that river than it currently does until at least 2018. That means as population grows, cities will either have to find other sources of water to draw on or do more to conserve. And that's where lawns come in. The kinds of grass that make up the typical lawns, such as Kentucky bluegrass, drink a lot more than native plants. And then there's human error.
The majority of people overwater their lawns.
The new landscaping rules also reflect changing social norms.
The history of the lawn really goes all the way back to some of the early immigrants on the East Coast.
Peter Glick is president of the Pacific Institute in Oakland. He says the immaculately managed green lawn was a status symbol which migrated from the east to the hotter, drier west.
Lawns are very water intensive, and in a state like California, especially in parts of the state that are very warm, a great deal of water is basically simply lost to evaporation as we try to maintain these green, old English-style lawns.
But status symbols can change, with wasting water looked down upon.
I think we're going to look back at lawns as an anachronism.
Glick concedes some lawns make sense in parks or playing fields, yet he compares maintaining a big green lawn in California to smoking on airplanes. a habit which once seemed normal, but now just isn't done.
I think that in the long run, wasting a huge amount of water on inefficient green lawns may turn out to be one of those things that, in hindsight, we're going to be amazed that we ever did in the Western United States.
The Menlo Park City Council plans to vote on their landscaping ordinance on April 27th. For Quest, I'm Catherine Miskowski.
To calculate your own yard's water budget, visit our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.